What up, Alvernia? Get your ears up and listen up. I'm Kyle Patton.
I'm Emily Sano.
And I'm Dane Savarese. Welcome to Wolves Weekly, where we're here to talk all things Alvernia athletics.
I'd also like to give a quick shout-out to Tony Andrews. He couldn't make it today, but he will also be joining us on the podcast. Another shout-out to Marissa, Nick, and Logan for helping us out, and Allie for reaching out to Marissa for me.
The purpose of this podcast is to deliver exclusive content between coaches, players, and staff over all things Alvernia athletics, so sports going on campus, past events that have taken place, and future events as well.
Today, we'll recap the fall sports season so far, and later on, we'll go more in-depth interview with athletes and coaches, but for right now, we'll just let you guys get to know us a little better. So Kyle, do you kind of want to explain what sports you play here? What was your journey getting here?
Yeah, so I play hockey and lacrosse at Alvernia. My journey was a bit unique compared to the average athlete. I was actually committed to Buffalo State University for ice hockey. They had a very good hockey program, but I did not like the urban style too much. And so for hockey, a lot of players, they go through 2 years of junior hockey. I call it a gap year because most people understand it that way. So after high school, you live with a different family anywhere around the country, and you play for a hockey team, but there is no school, and you just play hockey. I got lucky. I got picked by a team in Philadelphia for the Philadelphia Little Flyers. Tony Andrew also played for that team. And those 2 years, I'm messing up right now. Wait, let me just think here. Do I sound normal?
Yeah, you sound really good.
Yeah. And I was going to hop in with a question.
Yeah. Too. Right. Oh, I have a question too.
Yeah.
Where was that? Oh, Tony Andrew played there. What's going on? Oh, okay. Sometimes it can get a little wild because you have a bunch of just 18 and 20-year-old boys playing hockey, living on the road, bus rides, and you're away from your family for the first time. So there's a lot of funny stories with that. It was definitely an adjustment coming to college again or school and, you know, writing papers, reading. Not that I want to make myself sound stupid, but it was definitely an adjustment phase. What else? Oh, right. So, yeah, since I took those two gap years, it's a little weird coming in, living in a dorm again with 18-year-olds because I'm about to be 21 in a month and I'm considered a freshman. So that is pretty weird to me. I think that answers your question, right?
Yeah. Did you want to ask?
Question? So my kind of question piggybacking off of your answer was you mentioned that you are kind of taken in by a new family. What was that experience like?
So actually – I wasn't taken in by a new family, but all of my, I got lucky. I'm outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
But all of most, like Tony, he's from St. Louis.
Okay.
So he lived with probably two other kids on the team. And then it was just a random, you get like 5 to 6 families that volunteer to help out the players for the team. And obviously they have to go through requirements for, it's just funny because it can feel awkward having a different mom and dad take care of you.
Yeah.
Tony would be the better person to ask about.
Yeah,
that.
So in your case, you were already kind of near Philadelphia and you got picked by a Philadelphia team, so you just kind of stayed.
Exactly. Okay. And that was kind of a unique experience, or it was kind of annoying because I went away for high school and lived at my high school, and then I had to come back home for 2 years. So I got used to just living on my own, and I had to go back to listening to my mom and dad for 2 years before college. Should I stop it?
I mean, I can ask you another question, kind of more about recruiting.
Yeah, sure.
So you said you kind of take a 2-year gap to kind of just play hockey and get recruited. And the recruitment process in general is already a stressful thing. Was it more stressful or did you feel any extra pressure if you had like a time limit almost on when you should be committing?
I didn't feel too much. I didn't feel more pressure because of the gap years, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I definitely started to – I felt a little worried when I saw my friends on social media going to college already and they're kind of ahead of me in life. Sometimes it feels that way, but I just had to stay patient and just remember like all hockey players have to go through that. Yeah. I didn't even mention Coach Burke, but whatever.
We didn't have to add that in. I just figured it was like something else to talk about in terms of like being different. But
okay. Are we good?
And now we'll transition over to Emily. Emily, softball player here at Alvernia. What was your career like?
Yeah, so my career for softball was kind of different, I guess, in a way that I didn't know that I wanted to play in college right away. I went to a really competitive academic high school, and that was a big focus. And I played with a lot of great players when I played in my high school. I came in already knowing that I was a pitcher, right? But I came in knowing the pitcher the year above me was, like, crazy amazing. Like, the most amount of respect to her. Like, I knew my place. Like, I was never going to top her. So I kind of had to readjust my mentality because I'd been thinking, like, oh, I'm going to go be a pitcher. Like, if I'm going to go play in college, like, that's what I'm going to do. But I kind of had to, like, switch my mindset into, okay, I just want to play because it's the sport I love. So I started playing shortstop more and second base because that's kind of what we needed there. And I actually ended up starting there a lot of high school, even having to play some outfield and stuff like that. And we were really successful. It's weird being like a smaller Catholic school and having a lot of success, but we had like a lot of great players kind of. My coach was actually 86 years old. It was terrifying. He coached third base. He still hit his ground balls like the entire time. Yeah, so that was – it was scary sometimes because we'd hit line drives at him and he would not move. But and even, like, my travel ball experience, a lot of girls have sometimes struggles, like, meshing well with their teams. But I literally – like, they're still a lot of my best friends. I played with the same team for 5 years. I had to play up because my birthday is October 1st, so the deadline is, like, different. So I was playing with girls a year above me who didn't necessarily want to play in college, but I was just – having so much fun with them that it didn't matter to me that I wasn't on a showcase team or anything like that. And once again, I still didn't know if I wanted to pitch. So I kind of went the summer of that I was trying to get recruited, going back and forth of emailing them saying, like, I am a pitcher, but I also play middle infield if you just want to disregard the fact that I pitch. Yeah. Because it kind of ties in. So I got to Alvernia. I was recruited as a middle infielder. But actually last year, my sophomore year, with a bunch of different things happening, with COVID and everything, kind of mixed some things up. So I actually got to pitch in a couple collegiate games, which was like a dream come true for like the little middle schooler that was taking pitching lessons with her dad catching. So that was really cool to get my parents to watch it too. Yeah. I mean, like, they put so much money and time into it as well. And to let them see me like pitch in a collegiate game, be like successful as well, was like awesome experience.
Yeah. Parents sacrifice so much for us that all we can really do to give them back is showcase our skills out there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So why Alvernia? Why did you choose to come here?
For a lot of different reasons. When everyone ever asked me, like, where do you want to go to school? I was like, I want to go to a place where I can, like, look outside my window and it's, like, trees. Like, I didn't want to be in a city. I didn't want to stare at, like, another brick wall, like, next to me and have to, like, walk in dirty streets on my way to class. Like, I love the fact that, like, our campus is so nice. It's green. I kind of like that it's somewhat not near everything, that we're kind of secluded in a way, because I do feel, like, more comfortable going outside, like, sitting around doing homework by myself. And they also have my major. I'm digital media marketing, which is an incredibly new major here.
Oh, shout
and
out.
Everywhere.
You made the logo?
Oh, yeah.
For Wolf Weekly?
Yeah. So if you want to attest to our skills
talent.
Here, what you learn, yeah.
Yeah. I guess also shout out to our Instagram, soon to come, right?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So that's where you'll see the logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that they had my major, which was even cooler. And I went to a very, like, academically, like, competitive school, so – the fact that I was able to focus so much on academics here as well, and like they had the exact major that I was looking for and a lot of different opportunities, was like really helpful.
What was the name of the school?
Bishop Shanahan. Okay. It's in Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
Back to your birthday. You said how you're a late birth year. I'm also a late birth year, mm-hmm. So I was always playing with guys older than me.
Yeah. The cutoff is so weird. Like all the other people, like I knew someone who, like, born January 1st, and they could, like, they were so ahead of everyone else because, like, they made that cutoff. And that you don't realize how much of an effect it had. But when you're trying to get recruited and you're playing with girls that are already recruited or just already know they don't want to play in college, like, coaches are just less likely to come look at you when it's just you being like, please come watch me, versus, like, five people being like, can you come watch us?
Yeah, it's really weird because for me, I always played with kids that were my age, but I was in the grade level above them.
Yeah.
So, like, they were always 18, so I'm 18, so I was playing with 18-year-olds, but I was technically a senior in high school, and they were juniors. It was weird, but, yeah, a little different dynamic than you guys did.
Mm-hmm. All right, to end your intro, I just have one silly question.
Yeah.
Who's the best singer on your team?
Oh, I don't know. Who's the best singer or who just, like, sings the most? Because those are two entirely
different. Okay, I'll switch it up a little bit. Who gets the most fired up?
Oh, I definitely get really fired up. I'm pretty loud with the cheering, but there's also a girl, shout out Julie. She will lose her voice. Julie Burkhart, she will lose her voice. She will scream. You'll walk around sounding like she smokes. Like, literally, I should probably not say that, but that's what she sounds like. Her voice is, like, completely gone the next day.
She bleeds gold, Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'll just – all right. Now moving on to Dane. Dane, what sports do you play here?
So I play lacrosse on campus, and I also do broadcasting for the athletic department. So not a sport, but kind of goes hand in hand with a lot of the athletics here on campus.
All right. Can you give me a quick recap of your recruiting process?
So my recruiting process was actually done by a previous regime. So neither of the coaches are here anymore that recruited me. So it was hard freshman year coming in, meeting a new coach. But, you know, we've kind of all adapted and grown together. Last year was a tough year, but I think – by my senior year, hopefully we can get through it. And we're just trying to build a program. So that's what it is, where we're at right now.
That was one of my other questions, was about last year, obviously a tough year. What do you think the attitude is going in? So far, I mean, I feel like our practices have been pretty well.
A lot of us on the team are returners. So we got a lot of experience last year. We had 22 kids last year, 13 of us were freshmen. So a lot of us started games and a lot of us finished games. So there's a ton of experience on this team now. There are a couple games where we lost by one or two goals that we wish we could have had back, but down the stretch, eventually those games will be the ones that we win because of the experience that we have.
All right. So you mentioned you are also into broadcasting. Is that something you want to do in the future?
Yeah. So that's kind of end game for me. What I want to do, that sports journalism for me, it was kind of like outside of the professional lacrosse league, there's not much you can do with lacrosse. And I was never I was never athletically gifted enough to play football or basketball or something like that, something that can get me somewhere. So I figured I want to stay around sports. So the best way to do that is through broadcasting or journalism. So I've done a lot to try to get on that right path.
Sounds good. And so you're also a goalie. And I was told to ask you, what was the worst shot you've ever taken or save you've made, I guess?
That's a good question because they all just kind of gel together after a while. The worst one, it was probably actually in a ULACS game in the fall. There's a big transition coming from high school to college, especially in terms of like goalie, how fast those shots are coming at you. So in our ULACS game, they had a drone filming the game, and I took a shot off my knee, and the drone was probably like 20 to 30 yards up in the air, and the ball actually like almost skimmed the drone off my knee. So my knee was in a lot of pain, but it was like just something funny because we were like, oh, that ball literally almost just drilled that.
Yeah. All right. So you're a man of many talents. I heard in high school were in theater.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So my mom will love this question because she constantly talks about how she wants me to tell everybody in the world that I do theater, but it's just kind of something I've kept to myself. It helps a lot with public speaking. I like to consider myself a pretty good communicator with a lot of people. So I would definitely say theater helped that out a lot. Having the courage to get up in front of people and put on a performance just makes speeches, stuff like that. Broadcasting helps out a lot.
For sure.
Just makes it so much easier. So, yeah, that's the background there. But, yeah, like I said, that helps out a lot.
What were your plays that you were in?
So –
what were your roles too?
Okay, so I have a big line up here. So I was in a lot, right? So I did, outside of high school, we did four shows. So for my freshman year, we did Little Shop of Horrors, which was a good one. But I was sick for auditions. I ended up being like an ensemble member in that. My sophomore year, we did Seussical, which is like all the Dr. Seuss characters come together and they're in one play. And I was Horton, the elephant. It was a fun one. And then my junior year, we did Mamma Mia. That was probably one of my favorites.
My school always wanted to do Mamma Mia,
really?
And we never ended up doing it. It was tragic.
Yeah, so that was the year of COVID. We actually got the show off, like, and then the next weekend, that's when,
everything shut down.
So we were very fortunate there. But I was Bill, the one dad, in Mamma Mia. So
yeah,
that was a lot of fun. But outside of that, I did a theater company. So, like, I was really, really
– Oh, you were in deep.
Oh, I was in deep. It was, like, at one point, it was theater and lacrosse, and I geared towards theater.
Oh,
Like, that's, yeah. Wow. I was
no wonder your mom boasted. I can imagine what her Facebook looks like.
Oh, my gosh. It, yeah. No. And, yeah, so I was, like, in deep with theater. We did Newsies. That was fun. West Side Story. Just a lot of fun plays. I don't know if you guys know Heathers. That's a good one. That's, like, a teenage drama one. But, yeah, I was in deep. I've done High School Musical twice. Wow. I was Troy and Ryan. So
you were Troy, the main character.
The main, yeah. That's it was, yeah, a lot of fun. And, yeah, my first ever, like, lead role, I was Shrek.
Yeah. Do you have photos?
I have, of course.
Okay, we'll have to see them after. Yeah,
no, for sure. Face paint.
Oh, dude. Ears, no. Yeah, I had the ears. I actually, it was bad. I was in seventh grade. I had, like, a silicone head that they put on me. And there was a gap. So I just looked really dumb. Mm-hmm. And it was the hottest I've ever been. I had ice packs in my costume. Like, yeah, it was interesting. I definitely have pictures to show you guys. But,
wow. Yeah,
I was in deep with theater for a while. And then I decided when I went to college, I wanted to do lacrosse. And, yeah.
I'm so happy I asked that question.
Yeah, you got a lot there. A lot of content.
I wanted to ask more, but we're at 5:45.
Just keep going. Just fire away. If we need to, it's fine. Just if we need to cut, we can cut.
I keep asking about singing, but how's your voice?
Oh, so right now it's a little hoarse from I've been doing a lot of broadcasting, but you know, I'm
it's
a car.
Tune.
I sing a lot. No, never. I will. No, I could never do it. Okay. Everyone always asks that when they find out I can sing. It's like, oh, sing us something. And I'm like, no, I'll
not
like,
today.
You said, yeah, another time.
But you can still hit those notes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fire. All right, now transitioning over to the recap last week, Dane will give us that information.
Yeah, so our first big headline was football picked up their first win of the season and under the new regime of Coach Azanese, head coach Azanese, who we're hoping to do an interview with for next episode. Then men's soccer tied Elizabethtown Wednesday night, and their record is now 2-1-2. Women's soccer got their first win at home under the lights against Cedar Crest. By a score of 5-2, their record is now 1-2-2. Two ties there for the women's soccer team. Women's volleyball started off hot, but lost their first conference match on Tuesday to the Stevenson Mustangs, moving their record to 4-3. And then finally, field hockey improved with a win on Wednesday night over Moravian College. Women's golf traveled up to Elizabethtown for their college fall invitational and placed first out of the five teams that were there. Men's tennis dropped their first matchup to the Immaculata University by a score of 5-4, and women's, on the flip side, won their first matchup against Immaculata 8-1.
Dane, you mentioned our interview with Coach Azanese for next podcast. We will be asking him about this year's team, his coaching job with Wesley, right?
Yep.
And also another recap for that week of fall sports. And that is it for today's podcast. I'm Kyle Patton.
I'm Emily Sano.
And I'm Dane Sabarese. And we're out.